The Traveler's Journal, February 6th. Spending a night in Tunisia. The smallest of the four Arabian nations along North Africa's Mediterranean coast, Tunisia has largely avoided the Islamic fundamentalism that infected its larger neighbors, Algeria, Libya, and Egypt. Roughly the size of England, Tunisia is divided into three geographic regions: northern mountains, a broad, flat midsection which slopes east to the sea, and, in the south, the Great Sahara. Ancient Tunisia was center of the city-state of Carthage, which was conquered by Imperial Rome a century before the birth of Christ. After Rome's fall, a succession of Arabian invaders swept in to rule the native Berbers. Tunisia was a haven for pirates until the mid-18th century, when the European powers, primarily France, took control. Since 1956, it's been an independent republic. Relatively few Americans find their way to Tunisia, but Europeans arrive in droves, attracted to its sparkling beach resorts such as Hammamet, Sousse, and Monastir by the Mediterranean climate and coastline. Strong French influences make for fine dining. Tunisians, who speak both Arabic and French, are polite and gracious hosts. Tunisia has diversions other than its shore. Its capital, Tunis, is a surprisingly cosmopolitan city. Kairouan, 2 hours south, is one of Islam's holiest places and a center for fine woven carpets. Lovers of the exotic can visit hilltop Berber villages rich with Roman ruins. They are accessible to travelers who aren't afraid of exploration, albeit in a rented car. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.